Hey guys, ghouls, and everyone in the tools.
You're tuned in to broadcast from the Belfry, a terrible rhyming podcast for the morbidly curious.
Sanjay. I'm great at rhyming. Sitting next to me, betwixt, or.
No, the tater tots are
Yeah, the
betwixt
tater
us.
tots are betwixt us. The human being with whom betwixt we share tater tots is Georgia. How are you? You doing good? Doing well?
I'm just weirded out by how well prepared I am for tonight.
I wish I felt that way about anything in my life at all. But,
It's true.
here
I
we
mean,
are.
yeah. Like, we're doing a twofer tonight because we gotta get caught up on some stuff.
We're always caught up. What are you talking
But
about? We've never been behind.
I have two full pages, two full episodes of notes completely finished, which is not usually the case. I had the sound booth ready to go. I had tater tots made. I had wine poured.
I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's great.
It was a good
And then
episode.
you were still 20 minutes late.
Yeah, because I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia instead of
Weird.
finishing getting ready.
Sounds about right.
It's such a good episode. What are we learning about
Oh
today?
my god, tonight's episode will leave you like Duran Duran,
Hungry
hungry
like the
like the
wolf. Haha,
wolf.
this is the one Duran Duran song I know. Joe Billick, suck my dick. All right. Shout out to my oldest friend Joe.
Tonight, your accent is going to be that of a mid-18th century German villager who just found a kid running around the woods on all fours.
What? You said Cockney? I governor.
That's nope. Okay.
Same thing.
God, this is awful. What do we already know about werewolves?
Like me personally?
Yeah, go.
All right, I know that they imprint for life. So if you're in love with a lady and she
Oh
has a
my god, are
kid,
you basing all of your knowledge off Twilight?
I'm basing this fact off of Twilight. Shit's whack. Stephenie Meyer, you gave up. All right, they get
But
killed by
really.
silver bullets. That's a thing. Don't
Nope.
eat these tots, Luna. You can't touch these tots.
You are a tot.
I know. What's
My
better?
tot. You're my tater tot. Ooh.
They have super fast healing, which I assume is related to like the fact that they like change their body, you know? So their
Yeah,
body's like, oh, let me
that's fair.
just do this one
My
minute. So
side boob itches. Hold on. Okay, let's continue.
I hope everyone could hear the specific like sound of the elastic hitting the side boob and then left or yeah, left boob hitting right boob. It was like a Newton's cradle of tatas.
Thanks.
Newton's tatas. A new podcast for the morbidly curious. My name's Newton. This is Tata. What else? They're
Wait,
hairy.
that's like a Linda Belcher thing. We're the Tatas and we're
That's
gonna rock
true.
ya.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway, yeah, what else do you know?
Sometimes they get transformed by stimuli. You know, like the moon.
Me too.
Yeah. Honestly, I just ghoul hours. I'm only awake after 11 p.m. There's other stuff. They're hairy. They're generally nice people. I've never
Are you
named.
basing that on Remus Lupin?
Pretty much, yeah. Name three mean werewolves. Bet you can.
The guy that transformed Remus?
All right, that's one.
Fenrir? I don't know. That one werewolf in Twilight was kind of a dick.
Which one? Jacob?
No,
He
like
was just a sad
the
boy.
like alpha one.
Oh, yeah, he was a dick, you're right.
Yeah.
He was just like, I gotta protect my family, my pack.
Sam, is that what his name was?
I
I don't
think his name was
remember.
Sam. Sam Black. Wait, no, that's a
No.
Magic player. Never mind. He's a pro player. And that's
Oh,
it.
the main werewolf in The Werewolf of Paris was kind of, I don't really know if he was a dick, he was just really emotionally confused.
Isn't that a song?
Werewolf of Paris is probably one of the earliest werewolf novels that was written.
Is Werewolf of London a song?
Werewolf of London is a song and it's a movie.
Yep, okay,
Yeah.
that's what I was thinking. I hadn't heard
Like
that song
American Werewolf
before.
in London
Yeah.
is like a movie.
I didn't know that until a few weeks ago when I got yelled at, so thank you again. Shout out to Joe Billick again for sucking.
Sounds like he's been laying all kinds of music knowledge on
Yeah,
you.
apparently he doesn't listen to new music. He only listens to stuff that's older than we are. And then he's mad that I don't know the songs. I'm like, I'm sorry, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, Stu kind of does that, but also I listen to old music.
But you're old. So, that's different. Fine. It's like all of you people are just Star-Lord, and you're just like, oh, I have this 1/8 or this one, like, mixtape from fucking 80 years ago. Guess I'll listen to it until I'm dead. And then you get a Zune, and you're like, guess I'll still listen to the same 8 songs I've listened to my whole life. Hey, hey.
All right, fine, whatever. Do you even know what that song is?
No, I don't. Right. I just know it's from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep.
Well, we're done talking then.
And it's in a TikTok. A very funny TikTok.
I hate you. Well, I'll tell you what I know about werewolves. Let's see. Transformation occurs after being bitten or cursed.
Gross.
Fun fact, a genetic werewolf can transform more easily than a bitten one. Who knew? I don't know where the... So, like, if you're a werewolf from a family line who has been cursed with lycanthropy, that would make you a genetic werewolf versus the victim of someone who's already a werewolf.
That makes sense, I guess. Because you're, like... Your body over generations. I mean, it's
genetic, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, adjusted. It's like, yo, sometimes you're just gonna, like, you know, get a lot more nipples and get real hairy.
Yeah. And then transformation mostly occurs with the full moon, but can be triggered by hunger for flesh.
I thought you were just gonna say hunger, and I was like, me too, buddy. You know?
But really, I get so hangry. Alright, transmission through bites, just like with vampires that we already talked about, sounds a lot like people freaking out about rabies. So that's just a note I made. Werewolves have super senses like sight, smell, hearing, speed, strength, healing.
And feeling. Werewolves are the most emotional.
So emotional. Yeah. Isn't there a werewolf in Adventure Time that's super emotional?
No, there's the Y-wolf.
The Y-wolf. That's right.
Yeah.
There is
like, oh, werewolf. Actually, we are why wolves?
There's a werewolf in some cartoon that's really emotional. What is that? Now it's gonna bother me.
Slight tangent. I was at a meeting earlier today, and I was talking to this lady.
Were you pooping?
Like, I was not, no.
That's what Stu calls pooping.
No, just meetings.
He's taking a meeting.
It's because of Bob's Burgers. It's like, you gotta stop having one big... You gotta eat a bunch of little meetings. It's like, no, little poops.
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 4:30, whatever time it is. 3:30, I don't know.
No, and it's like a family friend, and we were talking about, like, school stuff or whatever, and she was like, you're sensitive. I understand. I know you, okay? You can't be overwhelmed. You get a little flustered sometimes. You get a lot of emotions, and I was like, thank you. Thanks. Somebody gets it.
Thanks. Side note, I threw a bunch of toys at Luna, so if you hear any weird noises, you... can figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's either a cat toy that I'm playing with or that she is, because they're mine first. What were we talking about?
Don't argue,
werewolves
children.
Werewolves have feelings. That's what we're talking about.
Werewolves can be telepathically linked to other werewolves.
Like ants.
What?
Yeah.
Ants have telepathy?
Kind of. It's like, they can...
Oh, don't they emit like a chemical, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a hive mind kind of thing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Ants are...
Dude, ants are sick.
Ants are super cool.
Shout out to ants. Yeah, like, I don't want you in my fucking house, but I don't want most people in my house either, so.
It's true.
Like, don't take offense, ants.
Ants are super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, lycanthropy is supposedly cured by wolfsbane or exorcism. Either can be deadly if you are a werewolf, though, because the priest goes too hard with the exorcism, or you get OD'd on wolfsbane, I guess. Who knows? And they are weak, not against silver, but quicksilver.
What's the difference? Is that mercury?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Wow, Underworld lied to me.
Yep. So, yeah, the traditional lore is quicksilver, not actual silver.
Also, quicksilver just kills anybody. Like, mercury's just toxic.
I got you some mercury poisoning. Yeah. Here you go.
To quote Britney Spears from 2004, it's just toxic. Like, that's it.
That reminds me of that episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, we found a human, or a relic of human time. It was, that's the, what's her name? The last human.
Cassandra.
Yeah, Cassandra.
Yeah.
That's ooh, is that the second moisturize episode?
Moisturize me. Yeah.
Holy shit, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's only so fresh in my mind because I made Stu watch it like 3 weeks ago. So.
It's just a good episode.
Everyone's we're only up to getting to the very end part of Martha's run. Like when they get home and then they're like, wait, what's going on with Harold Saxon's presidency? Mm-hmm. Okay. So
no, that's gonna be like the same when I'm really old and they're like, Grandpa, you somehow lived to be 100 based on all your life decisions. That shouldn't have happened. What do you want to do? And I'm like, I want to tell you a tale of my time. Listen to a song that motivated millions, led men to war and led ladies asunder.
Why did your accents change?
I don't know. I'm gonna have a lot of accents when I'm older. I'll be worldly.
Guess so. Also, in Viking legend, warriors would dress in wolf skins because the wolf spirit was the best for battle.
Like, it's hard to pierce? Or, like, it's just cool?
No, the wolf spirit. Like, they... So, bear skin, they would wear wolf skins or bear skins to battle. And the word for bear warrior is where the term berserker comes from.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
So... they would wear either wolf skins or bear skins to battle, depending on, like, what kind of energy they wanted to bring. And then they would get all hopped up on their herbal drugs.
Opiates.
And
yep. Yeah.
And then they would go crazy and murder a bunch of people.
This is actually the second conversation I've had about bears today. Fun fact.
Okay.
That's all I got.
You just don't talk about bears all day, every day?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Was the first conversation about the one dating app where you can find yourself a bear?
It was very akin to that, yes. Very akin
to that.
You're
so predictable.
I know.
So the earliest hint at werewolfism, I guess, was back in 2100 BC, the Epic of Gilgamesh.
I first thought you were going to say, like, 1000 something, and I was like, whoa, that's now. And then you said 21, and I was like, that's the future. So Gilgamesh was a cool guy back in the day.
Yep. He was alright. He was kind of an asshole at first, but he learned his lesson the hard way.
Aren't we all, you know?
Sometimes your best friend just gotta die for you to get your shit together and figure your life out. That's depressing, Jesus. So... Gilgamesh blew off a potential lover because he found out that she turned her former mate into a wolf. And let me just say this. I don't know what this says about me, but I would not be turning my exes into wolves, period. Wolves are badass. Why would you not turn them into, like, dumb, like, sucks. A platypus or something? Yeah. Like, platypuses are kind of platypi or whatever. Yeah. They're kind of cool in their own way.
But, like,
but also, they also look really dumb.
I'd rather just be an animal, period. Do you know who has to pay taxes? Only human beings.
That's true.
Like, just make them themselves, but, like, a year older. So it's like, wow, you have more responsibilities now. Like, where's your family? Why don't you have kids yet? Your house isn't as good as your neighbor's house. Like, being a human
You're not
sucks.
As successful as your brother.
Yeah, exactly. You should have gone to law school. I would rather be any animal than a human being. For
what
sure.
What about if they were turned into, like, a pig, though, that they were just getting fattened up to kill it and eat it?
The dream.
That's going to come back full circle in the second episode that we record, so hold on
Sweet.
To that.
No.
Can you stop doing that, please?
Continue. I've been told from my whole life that I'm a tasty boy, you know? And that just would be so much more. I want my family to go to, like, Hy-Vee because, you know, they're rich or something.
Chickens.
I can't afford there. And there's just, like, filet of Sanjay. And that's it. $8.99 a pound. Fantastic.
It's pretty cheap, but okay.
It is pretty. I am, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
You buy all your clothes at Goodwill.
I do. No one here is surprised.
Which is saying a lot, because Manhattan Goodwill is not the best.
Oh, it's awful. I had a conversation about that yesterday. It's butts. Go to literally any... Stop adjusting your side tits
I'm
while
itchy.
We're recording.
This is my back.
Put, like, a feather duster in there or something.
Oh my God.
So you can just, like, ruffle a little right. bit.
Yeah. preen myself like a chicken.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying I would turn someone into a chicken. One, because chickens are kind of dumb. Two, they kind of look dumb. Let's be real.
They do, yeah.
Three, they don't really live that long because they do get killed and eaten. Mm-hmm. And also, they look really dumb when they run around with their heads cut off. So, chickens. Not wolves.
But, like, it's kind of cool that they just, like, yeet out youths. Like, they're just walking around. They're like, yeah, so I was watching Oxygen tonight. And, like, wait. Alright, so I was watching this TV show. And they just forget. Like, that's it. They're just done.
They don't. So, some chicken. When my roommate in Washington had chickens, we had to get real crafty with some of them because they would hide their eggs.
Whoa.
Because they knew that every morning we would go out and we would collect the eggs, and so some of them would hide them in real dumb places, like in the gutter, or like there was this little space under the house, they would put them in there, just in random bushes. Like,
why? They're like, this will be a fun surprise.
They're just like, quit taking my fucking eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to have a son. Even though
they're not fertilized, but yeah. Like, they're kind of smart, but they're still really dumb. I don't know.
Me too. I am a chicken. That's it.
I'm really smart, but I'm also kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I'm the other way around. I'm really smart, but then I'm like, wait, I forgot how to spell trash, which is literally something I said today.
I'm the opposite. It's like, I'm really dumb, but I'm like, hey, like, do you want me to, like, read off from memory the DNA sequence for, like, this weird, like, insect? Like, yeah, sure.
That's weird.
I have a lot of free time.
Alright, so then, in 380 BC, there's this Greco-Roman myth that was written down by Ovid, I guess, but Plato also mentions it in The Republic. Nice. Which I think we've already talked about before. Did we not talk about The Republic before?
I don't think we did, because I don't think I made a Palpatine reference, and I definitely would have made a Palpatine reference.
Is the allegory of the cave not in The Republic?
I don't know.
Are you talking? You actually brought up the allegory of the cave, which was surprising to me.
Yeah, but I just love Mumford and Sons so fucking much, you know?
Oh my god.
It's not true.
We're not telling that story again.
I'm so upset. No one see Mumford and Sons in concert, ever. Don't waste your time. have an okay experience.
Plato mentions the story of a protector-turned-tyrant of the shrine of Lycaon Zeus in Arcadia, Greece, not Gallifrey, to clarify. That's
good to know. Yeah, I was like, man, just
those time going lords. To the stars there. Mm-hmm. So there's the mythical king, Lycaon, and he murders this hostage that Zeus was protecting, and then supposedly prepares his corpse as a feast to serve to Zeus, and so Zeus is all pissed and turns Lycaon into a wolf. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be the origin story for modern-day werewolves. Mm. The physical transformation is a manifestation of the immoral inner monster. Fun fact, literary... Jesus Christ. Fun fact... Fun fact, literary evidence has suggested that cult members did mix human flesh into their ritual sacrifices in this area. And then recent archaeological evidence now supports the literary evidence because they found human skeletal remains.
Gross.
Next to a sacrificial altar. So that's kind of cool. Which is not where, like, you don't bury bodies next to sacrificial altars.
What if they're, like,
priests, though? It's not a cemetery. No. They would have a cemetery.
Mm, what if they, like, lost the rights to the cemetery in, like, a gambling thing?
Then they would be sacrificed and then buried at the altar. Hey! And then, sometime later, I don't really have a date, because the Song of the Volsungs was an oral tradition, but it was written down in, like, 400s, I think. AD. We're coming AD.
Ooh. Getting close.
After Jesus. Mm-hmm. The Saga of the Volsungs talks about Sigmund and his son Sinfjotli. I'm going to get real deep. Well, I'm going to try not to get real deep on this because this is the story. I think I've mentioned it before, but this is a story that made me decide what I wanted to do with grad school and made me into the nerd that I am today. But Sigmund and his son Sinfjotli were out in the woods, and they were partaking in suspicious activities. This really convoluted reason that I'm not going to explain. But basically, they were kind of exiled to the woods. They couldn't let anybody know that they were alive out there. So they're just gallivanting around and, like, robbing dudes, whatever.
Like you do.
And they find these two guys asleep, and they steal their wolf pelts, and they put them on, and then they were like, shit, we can't take these off. That sucks. And they supposedly transformed them into wolves. And so then they just went on this murder rampage in the woods, just killing people they came across. And they didn't know this, but the myth is that the pelts could only be removed every 10th day.
Wait, so were these... So were there, like, two guys that were just, like, bonding? You know, just Brokeback Mountain and
father and son,
yeah. You know, yeah. They're just taking a nap, a midday snooze.
Oh, the two other dudes, yeah.
Yeah, in, like, in their pelts.
Yeah.
And these guys walked up and were like, do you know what we could do today? Be assholes. And they just took off these guys' pants and then tried to put them on. They were like, oh, shit, we're wolves. Or were they, like, in a box that said, do not open... spicy jackets.
The guides were, like, taking a nap by a fire in a cave, and the wolf pelts were hanging up in the cave. And they were like, these look cool, let's take them. Yoink.
Makes sense.
Then they get into a fight with each other, and the dad kind of hurts the son in the throat pretty badly.
What? Like, he stabs him, or he just, like
he bites like him with his wolf jaw.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then Odin's like, wait a second, and then sends a raven down with a leaf that's magical, and Sigmund puts it on Sinfjotli's wound, which I don't really know how he does that with his wolf paw, but whatever. This is the least non-believable thing. This is the least non-believable thing to happen in this entire saga, so we'll just move past that. So his health bar is full again. He's found a new heart piece in the woods.
That is it.
And when they're able to take the furs off, they burn them, which I think is a really literal interpretation of, especially with Viking mythology, when we talked about the blood eagle, how a lot of people interpreted that really literally, but it was more of a symbolic linguistically than actual blood eagle things. And so I think this is another one of those examples where how the warriors put on that wolf skins to kind of embody the spirit of the wolf. Not like they obviously didn't transform into wolves, but
It's like in Hot Rod when he, like, is about to go underwater and he's like, soul of a dolphin, you know? It's like that, you know? He's literally not, like, getting possessed by a dolphin.
Yeah.
But he's getting the, like, the aquatic strength of one.
And these guys are just running around the woods doing whatever they want to. So, and also I'm pretty sure that, obviously the raven is one of Odin's creatures, but I'm pretty sure that a wolf is too, and I think I made a note about that in the book of this that I have, because I wanted to make sure before I started talking about this, but then I forgot.
Why don't you just talk out your ass the whole time like I do?
I kind of just said that. So, your job.
We both can't do that.
I deliver the facts. You talk bullshit.
Yep. I bring the spice. I'm the paprika in this relationship.
I'm British and not paprika.
I don't know what that means.
That means I am maybe a dash of salt and pepper.
That's so boring.
Exactly.
You're just like a 1x1 cube of, like, I don't know, it's like fucking mayonnaise.
I'm a tea bag.
Yeah, just a singular tea bag, dry tea bag on the sidewalk. That's you.
A used one.
Yeah, me. I'm a dash of paprika next to a line of cocaine. Like, you don't know what you're getting. Yeah.
That sounds like it would burn a lot.
Oh, it would definitely destroy your nose.
So there was this kid that I went to high school with, and he would snort anything. And so one time we were at our other friend's place, and we just started taking everything out of the cabinets, baking soda, baking powder, salt, pepper, all of the herbs and spices. He threw up for like 3 hours, I think, probably. It was great. Good bonding times in high school. You want to talk about some serial killers? Are you ready?
I'm as prepared as I ever will be, which is not very.
Yep. So we're going to fast forward to 1521. And we're in France.
Wait, AD or...
Yes,
BC.
AD.
All right. I don't know.
You know I like to go in chronological order of
things.
That's
true, yeah.
As much as I can, anyway. So, we're in France. Pierre Bergot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, quite.
Pierre, old Pierre, is out one night, gathering his sheep before a storm hits, when he is accosted by three men dressed in black.
Nice.
Fucking men in black still existed in 1521.
They've been around. They are legion.
Aliens are werewolves. No, werewolves are aliens. Whatever. Figure it out. Maybe vice versa. Who knows? They demand that he denounce God, and if so, they would grant him riches and guarantee the safety of the sheep that he was trying to save that they just distracted him from that would have been safe if they had just left him alone in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. So, he reluctantly agrees, and then a few days later, he's like, I feel like I shouldn't have done that. And then he meets this guy, Michel Verdun. Michel.
What another fancy name.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, you should come to this meeting of warlocks with me.
Ooh.
And he's like, all right, well, I got nothing better to do.
Yeah,
my sheep are all gone, so.
Exactly. Like, Seinfeld doesn't come on until, you know, like, 8,000 years from now, so.
So they go to this meeting, and they take all their clothes off.
Like you do when you go to a meeting.
Right. Especially a meeting of warlocks.
It's the kind of meeting I want to hold. Like, I just want to be like, hey, guys, we're having a meeting at this time, and, like, whoever's invited, just, like, take off your pants at the door, hang them up here. Like, that's it. Like, your shirts, go over there. They're separate, like, aisles, separate, places to put them.
So they get naked. And they rub this ointment all over themselves.
There's oils, too? What the heck?
And then old Pierre claims that they grew fur, and that their hands and feet became claws, and then they go on a killing spree across the French countryside.
Okay, that doesn't happen.
So,
I've been in, like, not that exact circumstance, or even a close circumstance, but I've watched enough, like, public access television that I know. You're naked, slap some massage oils on your body, you're not going to turn into a dang wolf person. That doesn't make sense.
They get caught, and they confess, and then they get burned at the stake. Which I know is your preferred method of execution.
But
so
also,
you can be a toasty boy.
So there's still people. Wait, no, so there's still wolves at this point. So I imagine that they, like, capture these werewolves. Like Macho Man Randy Savage just, like, fucking suplexes a wolf. And they're like, how do you plead? And he's like, arr. And they're like, guilty. He can't speak English. He is a witch. And it's just like someone's fucking Malamute or something. It's just like a husky. And this guy that actually murdered dudes is just in the woods, like,
chilling.
Just, like, looking around, like, ooh, like, they don't know it's me. Still killing people.
Nailed it.
Now someone's dog is just dead.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
No, I think that they, because they went to this meeting and people probably saw them, and let's be real, they didn't actually turn into werewolves, so there's probably just these two naked guys running around town.
Yeah, just, like,
and they're, like,
they're just doing a bunch of whippets
or,
like, something.
I don't want to Macho Man ran or suplex him because he's naked and oily.
That guy's got his dong out.
I got it. Ooh, grosser than a greasy pig.
Macho Man Randy Savage put out an album. Do you know that?
I think I did know that.
I was at a wedding on Saturday for the owner of Goblin Games.
Yeah.
And it played during the reception, like one of the songs did. And it was an experience, let me tell you. I've never felt closer to a group of people.
Was it better or worse than Bill Shatner?
Better.
It or was, Leonard Nimoy.
I don't know about that. Probably still better. Like, listen to Perfect Friend by Macho Man Randy Savage.
So then, in the 1560s, still in France, France is just fucking werewolf central. Still in France, Gilles Garnier, the werewolf of Dole. I picture him having luscious hair and an obsession with fruit cocktail.
Okay, I have a good image now,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he apparently lived like a hermit outside of the village, but was still somehow able to get married. Like, how good of a hermit are you if you can find someone to marry you?
Yeah, I don't. I think that's like directly counterintuitive to being a hermit.
Right? Have
Unless
you
he
seen
was
that
like.
Monty Python sketch about the hermits?
Nope.
They're like up in this, they're up in this mountainous kind of area, and one of them comes out of his cave and then he does his business or whatever, and then this other hermit kind of shows up and he's like, "Hey, can I borrow some milk?" And it ends up being this whole skit where all of them are just these different hermits, and they just sit down and, "Oh, I don't know, did you see her new haircut?" And like they just start gossiping with each other. It's a really good one. It's a flying circus skit. Anyway, if I can find it on YouTube, I will put the link in the show notes.
Good.
It's amusing. So yeah, he's somehow able to get married even though he's a
He's a
hermit.
fucking hermit. Also,
So
what's the point of being a hermit if you want to be married? Like, you can't be hermits with whatever. All right,
yeah,
continue.
maybe they should have just said that he was a big fat loner.
Yeah, exactly. He was just antisocial.
Yeah.
Like, that's relatable.
So anyway, he gets married, and this article I read said maybe he's just not used to having to provide for more than himself. But all these kids start going missing.
That's not a logical conclusion. It's just like, oh man, I'm out of fucking green beans. Guess I'll get some kids to cook to feed my wife.
So these kids start going missing from the town, and some of them are just gone forever, and some of them turn up mutilated or dissected. And eventually, old Gilles was found hunched over a child's body, so he was captured, and he confessed to killing two boys and two girls, strangling them, and then eating their flesh right then and there, though sometimes he would take pieces home for his wife to eat. I don't know if she was in on it. I highly doubt that she was. She was probably already pissed off enough that she had to marry a hermit,
Yeah,
let
exactly. She's like, I
alone.
guess I'll take it. Like, I can't.
She's probably just like, I don't care what he does. I don't ask questions. Sometimes he just comes home with food and I
Exactly.
deal with it.
I thought he was bowling with the boys. He was murdering children the whole time.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Boop, boop, boop. Boop. I'm a robot now. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. That's not even a robot. That's a fucking.
That's a fax machine.
It's like a
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait.
telegram.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was like, fucking faxing? Like, no, it's
Nope.
2019.
Boop,
I had
boop,
to send a fax earlier this year. And I
why?
like never went through, I'm pretty sure. Because I needed information to go from my high school to this other school, like, immediately. And my high school, I'm pretty sure, was like, what the fuck, mate? Just like never responded. And I was like, alright, thanks, dudes.
Cool.
Glad I went there for 4 years. I hate your guts.
Right, so fucking Gilles Garnier says that he had a ghost or a demon visit him, and he gave him, again, this ointment to trigger the transformation.
What's up with these dudes and ointments and
So,
oils?
we'll come back to it, don't worry.
Okay, good.
So, he's found guilty of lycanthropy and witchcraft and also burned at the stake.
Nice.
So, then about 20 years later, Peter Stubb, the werewolf of Bedburg, we're skipping over to Germany.
We're going like multi-regional today.
Yeah, we're international today. Not really, mostly European.
Yeah, you said the word I was thinking that I just could not on
It's
account of
okay.
all the
That's why we're a good
wine
team.
and nauseam I'm drinking right now.
So Peter Stubb was this wealthy widowed farmer in the Cologne region of Germany. He had two teenage kids, a boy and a girl, and the area for about 10 years before this had been plagued by cattle mutilation. Again, werewolves are aliens, just saying. And then people started to disappear. Some of those were found mutilated, and others were never discovered. And then one day the townspeople chase this wolf, but when they caught up with it, there's just this dude sitting there. And eventually he confesses to murder, including 13 children, two pregnant women, and some other women, and some dudes. With the pregnant women, are you fucking ready for this?
I'm probably not,
He
no.
ripped out the fetus from the pregnant woman and ate its little heart.
He got that human veal? That's terrifying.
And with the children, he strangled them and then ripped out their throats and then would disembowel
What
them
the fuck?
and sometimes eat them.
What? Wait, so he would disembowel them and would, like, sift through like the, and just be like, I think I could eat this. And I'm like, yeah. Like, what the heck? That's so gross.
Maybe he's just a picky eater.
That's no.
So, he said that he had a he was said to wear a wolfskin cloak while he was hunting.
What's a wolfskin cloak?
A wolfskin cloak.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. All right. It's a cloak
made from the volleyball in Castaway.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like from Wilson's leather. Like that's yes.
It's a wolfskin from Wilson's leather. No, he was said to wear this wolfskin cloak when he was hunting. And he claimed that the devil gave him a magic belt of wolf fur, which was the key to transformation. All I'm hearing is that he knows how to accessorize.
Exactly. Yeah, so. He was so fashionable that people were like, wow.
Tim Gunn was like,
is that a wolf? A real wolf? Wow. Is that just a stylish boy? Yep. Nobody knows.
It's also said that he had incestuous relationships with both his sister and his daughter, and also that he lured his own son into the woods, killed him, then ate his brains.
What the heck?
Do you want prions? Because that's how you get prions.
Right? Just, what do you think he was like, all right, you gotta get an A on this test, and the son's like, all right, I'll do my best, Dad, and he, like, got, an 89, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Dad, I let you down. He's like, all right, it's fine, we can still go fishing this weekend, and they're in the woods, and yeah, he's like, Dad, what are you doing with that straw? And Dad's like, he's, like, slurping out brains, like...
like the other episode of Doctor Who, yeah. With the old lady with exactly. The straw.
Hey, Dad, I think I'm dead.
Don't worry about it, it's fine. Boop. So both his mistress and his daughter were accused of abetting, even though he only is thought to have had an incestuous relationship with his daughter because he raped her. And he also raped his female victims.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he was so she got punished because her dad was a piece of shit and raped her. And other stuff, yeah. So he was executed in 1589 in the following manner. His body was strapped to a wheel, refer to the torture episode on that one. Mm-hmm. Then bits of his flesh were ripped off with red-hot pincers in 10 places.
No more, no less.
Then his arms and his legs were broken with a large axe. Okay. And then he was beheaded. And then his body was burned with the already strangled and flayed bodies of his mistress and his daughter that he raped.
Okay, so they broke the arms just for, like, to make him feel pain, right? Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so they were like, all right, we're going to do all this terrible stuff. And head chopped.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up.
Yep. And then they all lived happily ever after.
Yeah, mangled and flayed and whatever
together. Some people say that he was just a victim of
his time,
like religious scapegoat, like he didn't actually commit all of this stuff, but because it was the 1500s and it was Germany, mm-hmm. and he had recently converted to Protestantism. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. They were this like... is in the wake of Martin Luther and all that stuff. So they're just saying that this is what happens when you turn into Protestant: you become a monster and you're gonna.
You're going to do all this shit in your life, this grotesque stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to be punished forever. Like, yep. In these ways. That's messed up, my dude.
So then, in 1725, this is where we come back to you being a German villager in the woods.
Mm-hmm, exactly. My name's Johann as well.
Is that German, though? That's more...
It's Swedish. Yeah.
Okay.
My name's Felix. I know a German guy named Felix. He's a very nice man.
Okay. We're going to talk about Peter the Wild Boy. So you're walking through the woods and you find this kid running around on all fours and you're like, what the shit? Mm-hmm. So you're like, I can't leave him out here. You take him to this home or orphanage or whatever. And then eventually, King George I, you know, the one from England, hears about him and adopts him and takes him back to England. And then he was kept at the palace as a pet.
What the heck?
Reports say that he ate with his hands and he couldn't speak and that two of his fingers were fused together. And I think he learned to walk bipedally but he just kind of didn't do it. He just wanted to walk around on all fours unless he was yelled at and made to walk on 2 feet.
Yeah, because he grew up just
doing that. Yeah, that was normal for me. Yeah. Oh, look, we have another snow alert. A brief snow shower will begin around 8:50 p.m.
Ugh.
Yay. So, I think, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So he stayed at the palace during the reign of George II as well, and he died at the age of 75 and is buried in Hertfordshire. I think you can still go to his gravestone that just reads, Peter the Wolf Boy, 1785. But analysis of his characteristics illustrated in paintings and in descriptions of in horse... Blah, blah. Why do I always have a problem with words that begin with history? Hysteriographical.
It's literally your thing.
Paintings and descriptions and historical documents have led researchers to believe that Peter had Pitt-Hopkins syndrome, which would account for his depiction with pronounced Cupid's bow. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea what that is,
like,
no.
Your lip dim... like this part?
Cleft palate?
No. Just like... You know when girls put on their lipstick and they make this part seem really pointy?
Yeah, you mean when they're trying to be Shigo from Kim Possible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I'm on board, yeah.
Cupid's bow is like that. It's like where it goes up and down right here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
God. You are an adult.
Hey, do you know this very easy thing to understand? No, but what about this 90s cartoon reference? Is this what you're talking about? Yeah, no. I guess.
So he had a very pronounced Cupid's bow. He also had a heavy brow ridge and coarse hair. And that would mean that he probably had severe mental development issues, seizures, breathing problems, and it would also account for his lack of speech. So yeah, that was pretty cool. And that analysis wasn't done until like fairly recently. So, the fact that they figured out why he was the way he was through analysis of portraits and written texts that were probably not very PC in the way they were written.
At all, yeah.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Well, I would have just assumed that he was a feral child, which is something that I know slightly more about than I should, which is cool. Because, if someone's just, left in the woods... Like, they could probably, live for a while.
Well, they think that he got left in the woods because his parents were like, something is wrong with this kid. Mm. Let's just not worry about let's chalk this one up to a failure and try again. And so they just, left him in the woods to fend for himself. And then someone did find him.
Yeah. Like, do you know what's fun and easy? The process to make a child. Let's just, throw this one away.
So, another explanation, especially for wolfmen in... the early circus days, is hypertrichosis, which is an acquired or congenital condition, which can result in either small patches of hair or hair all over the body, like with the wolfmen, but not the bearded lady. That's a different thing.
It's not this. Why is... Okay.
It's something to do with the why the hair forms and where it forms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like with the bearded lady, that would be hirsutism, which is like male pattern hairiness, but it can also result in male pattern baldness. I know a lot about this one because it's a symptom of PCOS, which I have, so it's great. The acquired version of hypertrichosis can be caused from porphyria, which is the vampire disease, interestingly. Malnutrition. Like, if someone's anorexic, it can fuck up their hair patterns. Or even cancer. Or the congenital version is just caused by a mutation. Which is cool. I love it when my genes mutate.
Same. There's still the possibility you'll get superpowers.
That's true.
Worked for Scott Summers, you know?
I want to be Cat Girl. It's going to be great. Just kidding. I want to be Catwoman. I want to fall out of a window and have all my cats eat me and then... turn into a weird Catwoman. Yeah.
I mean, same. Except I hope it's I fall out of a window and rich and successful people eat me and then I just become rich and successful. That'd be pretty nice.
So, ointments. have some basis in history, because they were probably made with herbs like belladonna and nightshade.
Oh, which are
poisonous. Deadly. Yeah. But if you don't take too much of them, they can just give you crazy trips.
Makes sense.
So there's probably, I mean, in both of those cases, they rubbed ointment on them. Mm-hmm. So they probably induce some kind of hallucinogenic state, which reminded me of, like, ergot poisoning with the, like, witch trial panic and everything, yeah, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
Fun fact, tomatoes are in the nightshade family.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I knew that.
Mm-hmm. So if you, like, reduce down enough tomato skin, you can definitely kill someone. But it'd have to be, like, a lot of, like, hyper-condensed tomato skin.
Or you can be, like, Stu and his stupid oral allergy syndrome and be allergic to raw tomatoes. Not actually even allergic to them, but anytime he eats them, he just sounds like Gollum.
Good.
It's great.
I'm gonna literally force feed him tomatoes.
Raw tomatoes, raw peppers, grapes, peaches, any berries, most raw cucumbers, like most raw.
That's so weird.
Fruit or vegetable.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's great.
He's not much fun at raw food parties.
No, and I really like to eat grapes on road trips. Both of the times we've been to Illinois in the last couple months, I've always gotten grapes to eat in the car.
And you're like, hey, do you want to suck face?
Then Stu's voice changes halfway through.
No, then we're sitting in the car and I just hear... and I'm like, that's so sexy. How did you know that I just have a thing for Andy Serkis coughing up hairballs? It's great.
Shout out to Andy Serkis. Yeah, we love you, dude.
He's a babe.
You're so talented.
Fun fact, an Australian study showed that between August 2008 and July 2009, 23% of violent attacks or behavioral incidents in Australia's Cavalry Mater Newcastle Hospital happened during a full moon.
Ooh.
That's 21 attacks of 91, which is double any other lunar cycle. Patients attack staff with wolf-like behaviors such as biting, spitting, and scratching.
Are you sure they just weren't in the mosh pit?
So, I mean, I've seen all kind of those like things happen in the mosh pit. I got kicked in the stomach in a mosh pit, and it was right after I had a ruptured cyst on my ovary. Yikes. And it was probably the most painful thing I have ever experienced. Yeah,
I got a concussion at a concert, and it was... whack.
I'm too old for mosh pits. I can't do that shit anymore.
I still love them.
When I went to see Senses Fail, I was like,
why did you see Senses Fail?
Because I fucking love Senses Fail.
Why have we never talked about that? That's so cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sick.
I have like 2 Senses Fail shirts.
I know that.
Yeah. Cool.
Welcome to Broadcast from the Belfry, where the hosts realize they're actually friends. It takes a lot of time slowly finding things in common.
I still listen to the same music I listened to in high school. Let's be very clear about that.
Pretty much me too. I just listen to more front bottoms now, I guess.
So, yeah, I went to the Senses Fail concert. They were at, it was last year. They were at the Granada, and it was right after their new album came out. And I walked in there and I was like, I'm 29 years old. I can go down to the front of the stage like I would have done when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can stand here and drink a beer and be 29.
Yes.
And that is exactly what I did. Nice. I was just like, wow, this is amazing. I really wish I was 29 when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so much better.
I like doing both. I, like, get a bunch of drinks, and then I go to the stage, and I don't, like, windmill or two-step. I just, like, scream a lot and throw people. It's a good time.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's really the Warped Tour. It's too hot to do anything there.
It's true.
I also read this article, Telepathic Dogmen Stalk Man in Pennsylvania.
Please be from 2009.
Dude, it's Please. From sooner than that, I swear.
What?
More recent than that. This guy talks about how he grew up with local stories of dogmen and how he's seen tracks in the woods by where he lives, but they don't slaughter humans. He says they don't slaughter humans. Every other article I found about this phenomenon says that they were really aggressive towards people, even if they were just walking through the woods and stumbled upon them after mm-hmm. they supposedly slaughtered a deer or something. Sure. They were very aggressive towards the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy is all, oh no, they don't want to slaughter humans. They just want to hunt animals like livestock and deer.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that they've communicated with him telepathically by, like, putting pictures in his mind. And he said one time he was walking and it was kind of dark, so he couldn't really see where he was going. But he heard these low growls, not aggressive growls, just the kind of growls to let him know that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't see anything in front of him, but they put this picture in his mind that he was going to, like, walk into the back of one of them. And so he just stopped and kind of altered his path a little bit.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's also, like, not how telepathy works, really.
Right.
I don't... Hmm.
And he also said that he was less afraid of them than he is of some people. So...
You're just xenophobic, dude.
He, like, also had a real weird name, which I wish I would have wrote that down, but...
Mm.
I just thought that that was funny, and that's I wanted so to weird. Bring that up.
No, I am very intrigued. I would like to meet this person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Maybe we'll have to look up some more Pennsylvania dogmen things and put that into another episode.
Exactly. We'll just keep tweeting them until they respond and or block us.
Pennsylvania dogmen, pay attention to us.
Yeah, exactly. They can't block all of us.
So, okay, let's wrap this up with pop culture. I found HuffPost's top 10 werewolves in pop culture.
Ooh.
And I have proof that this list is bullshit, but we'll get there.
Okay.
I have no idea what most of these are, I'm not gonna lie. Mm. This is both literature and film. Number 10, Blood and Chocolate.
I don't know what that is.
I've heard of it, but never read it. Number 9, Dog Soldiers.
Still no.
Number 8, American Werewolf in London. Number 7, The Wolfman, which I think is the, like, first werewolf movie that was produced.
I might have seen that, actually.
Number 6, The Howling. Mm. Number 5, Ginger Snaps.
I've seen that.
Is it good?
It's a sci-fi original movie.
Oh, boy.
So, you know all you need to know already. It's worth a watch.
I think that that was some kind of adaptation of Blood and Chocolate or something. It's something about Blood and Chocolate, I think, is something about a teenage girl who is a werewolf and she's dealing with both the lust for flesh and the lust for
human
sexual
things.
Attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might have actually, yeah, that might be an adaptation of that. I watched it when I was in high school and I was like, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, like this was on sci-fi, and I like sci-fi things.
Number 4, Teen Wolf, the original movie with Michael J. Fox, not the MTV show.
I didn't know Michael J. Fox was in a Teen Wolf movie.
Oh yeah, I think it was in the 80s. I would assume it was in the 80s. That's when he was at the height of his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, The Company of Wolves. Number 2, Twilight. That's how you know this list is bullshit.
Yes.
Twilight is at number 2. Do you want to know what number 1 is?
Wait, no, before that, actually, this might be related. Yeah, okay, tell me.
Little Red Riding Hood is number 1.
This list is bullshit. So, Twilight should not... Excuse me, now I'm burping. Twilight should be number 1 because it's the worst werewolf movie. Like, it should be Breaking Dawn Part 2 because that movie's fucking sick. Like, if we're talking about werewolves, then there are some insane werewolf fight scenes in every other movie except for Twilight. Like, that is the only, like, movie in that franchise that just has, like, a werewolf hanging out, you know? But the other ones, that's like, I want to tear some dude's heads off. Let's do some pack, like, transformations at the same time and, like, running around, like, naked. Like, it's cool. But no, not that one.
I know this list is bullshit because Wolf Cop is not mentioned on it.
What is Wolf Cop?
Wolf Cop is a Hulu movie. I don't know if it's a Hulu original, but it's on Hulu. And it's this B movie. And it's about a cop who gets bitten by a werewolf. And he turns into a werewolf cop. And he still does his job. Like,
what?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I admire that. There are dudes robbing a
convenience store, and Wolf Cop fucks them up.
Like, as a wolf or as a cop?
As a wolf in his cop uniform.
Wait, so he's still wearing the uniform?
Yeah!
His last name's on that. Like, people are gonna know it's him.
He doesn't give a shit.
The fuck?
I don't remember the whole plot of the movie, but I remember that I loved every second of what... I watched that, and then I watched Tucker and Dale vs. Evil in the same night.
That movie's fantastic.
And it was one of the best movie nights I've ever had.
Isn't the Underworld series about werewolves without using... They're called, like, lichens.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, why isn't
it's like
that franchise...
It's like vampires versus werewolves. Yeah.
That's a really good franchise with werewolves.
Yeah.
Like, technically, they're not good movies, but it's, like, a good franchise overall.
Well, and, like, this has literature on it, too, and I'm like I said, Werewolf of Paris is one of, it's from 1933. It is one of the quintessential werewolf novels. Yeah. Also, why is it not on here?
What about The Wolf of Wall Street? Leo did a fantastic job in that movie. This is horseshit. HuffPost, please come to my house and I'll fight you. Like, actually, I'll go to your house if you fly me out.
Also, I heard this theory once that I'm intrigued by, that Jekyll and Hyde, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde,
yes,
is the foundation of the werewolf novelization, which is really interesting, because if you think about it, it's an inner beast that does bad things, and you're trying to suppress it.
You and I have talked about that on the cast, right? The,
I think,
like, trickster archetype.
Yeah.
So isn't that just that?
I guess it could be.
It could be both, maybe?
Yeah.
Except he, like, murders people. Tricksters aren't, like...
Yeah.
My inner demons, or my inner, like crafty boy is gonna go slice some throats, but, like...
Yeah, because
Hyde is, like, I'm gonna do this.
Severely, like, he pushes someone over in the street or something, I can't remember, in the very beginning, and all the townspeople kind of hover around them and make a big deal out of it, and Hyde's just a dick about it, and then... I can't remember. It's been a while, but I have it. I need to read it again. But yeah, he just does all these shitty things when he's Mr. Hyde. And the more that Jekyll explores becoming Hyde, the more he's like, shit, I have to find out how to stop this because
he's out of control.
Yeah. So
did you ever watch the Arthur Jekyll and Hyde Halloween thing?
No.
Well, I was like a youth when that came out, and it scared,
like,
the shit out of me.
Arthur?
Yeah, exactly. He sings a song where he's like, Jekyll, Jekyll, Hyde, Jekyll, Hyde, Jekyll, 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 Hyde, Jekyll, Hyde. And it was like, it scared me. I don't know. It was a lot. It was too much for me. It's too many consonants, my dude. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like it.
I also, so in the Lovecraft podcast I listen to, they talk about, in their coverage of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they're the ones who made me aware of this theory about Jekyll and Hyde being one of the original werewolf stories, kind of. And one of them did research and found out that it's probably supposed to be pronounced Jekyll instead of Jekyll. And in the very first movie adaptation, it was pronounced Jekyll, but then when it was remade in the 30s or whatever, when it was remade from a silent movie, I think, to a... No. Someone remade it, and they didn't want anyone to remember that the first movie existed, which they obviously did a pretty good job.
Yes.
So, when they remade it, they pronounced it Jekyll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only... That's the earliest movie that people remember.
Yeah.
But Robert Louis Stevenson was Scottish, and he probably would have pronounced that hard E, and if you look at the other names in the story, they're all kind of plays on words. And if you think about Jekyll and Hyde, the way it kind of translates as if it's Jekyll, then it's more like Hyde and Seek, because it's Jekyll. And
Hyde and Cheek.
Yeah. So
that makes a lot of sense, actually.
There's a lot of weird, like, there's a lot of weird names in the story that are very obvious character traits. So
yeah,
that's all I got on werewolves.
Okay, what else do I want to talk about regarding werewolves? a lot. I've read a lot of like books. Oh fuck!
No.
So the Patricia Briggs series about werewolves.
I have no fantastic. Idea what that is.
Do you like reading fantasy?
Not. I like reading nonfiction.
We are the opposite people. 100%.
Look at all of the books on my bookshelf. They're either nonfiction or they are 1800s literature.
Oh, dude, all my bookshelves are like just like sexy fantasy carrier characters.
Stu's always like, you should read this book, you should read that book, and I'm like,
Stu and I read the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's another.
Here's a 1,000 page first part one book of this saga, and I'm just like,
yeah. So just like, we might need to do an episode on like just animal wares as a whole. So there's another. So I'm just gonna like. Forgo the first one. Patricia Briggs, fantastic author, though. Mm-hmm. Very, very big fan of hers. Ileana Andrews has a series that I don't remember the name of that I might have mentioned on the cast before, but it's a low fantasy like novel or a series. Mm-hmm. So like it takes place in Savannah, Georgia.
Is this someone with the magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talked about
it. Yeah, and there's different like there's any kind of animal wear. Mm-hmm. So like the main male character is like a lion wear. They're like pretty sick, but like,
interesting.
Yeah, like werewolves are the most like common because they, I don't know, just like vibe with people the best, I guess, or whatever.
Interesting.
But like, dude, animal wares are sick. Also, Beast Boy from Teen Titans, he's cool.
The Beastmaster?
Yes, also pretty sick.
Yes.
Animorphs, technically Animorphs. Werewolves.
What's the what was the other one? Oh, I can't remember now.
What else?
It was like something along the lines of Beastmaster. Damn it!
When Power Rangers like turned into the Megazord, technically that's a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Like very loosely, but they go from a wolf to like a humanoid, so it's like it's a wolf.
Werewolf. Have you seen Escaflowne?
I have not. No.
Oh my god! So some of they're kind of like Gundams, but some of them are known as dragons.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they can go from being a Gundam to, like, a dragon, and then instead of riding in it, you literally are riding the dragon.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm invested. That's
it. I have it on DVD. You can borrow it sometime.
Sweet.
It's one of my favorite animes. Mm-hmm. I don't get to talk about anime very much, because no one I hang out with watches anime.
That's me. It's all I do in my free time.
Yeah.
So. It's that and cry, so.
Yep.
What else? Do you have anything else?
On werewolves? I was just having a really hard time thinking of like werewolves in the pop culture that we know. I couldn't even think of the episode of Scooby-Doo with the werewolf in it.
Are you talking about Scooby-Doo Monster Academy?
No, you always talk about Scooby-Doo Monster Academy. That one's bullshit. I'm talking about the original episodes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I did watch.
No, Scooby-Doo Ghoul School, that's it. Oh my god. Ghoul School. Yeah.
Let's just say that we came up with a monster mash-up lineup because Sanjay said, what else is in Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo Ghoul School. And we went through.
We did.
And here we are with so much content.
Yeah.
Thanks to me and thanks to
speaking of,
Casey Kasem.
I was watching... You know, my super cool Mystery Machine original episodes box set that Stuart got me for my birthday. And the Mummy episode was on, which we're going to talk about mummies next. So nice. Get ready for that.
Dude, I hope... Are we going to talk about... is it Bryan Cranston that's in those? What's his name?
Bryan Cranston's the one from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's... What's his name?
John Hamm.
No, shut up. What's that guy's name? Brendan Fraser. That's it. Brendan Fraser's in The Mummy, right?
Obviously,
are we going to talk about him a lot?
We can definitely talk about him a lot.
No matter what.
Number one movie crush, hands down, of all time ever. All I want is to be Evelyn, and all I need is someone to be my Brendan Fraser. I have an Evelyn costume. Anyway, because I'm an archaeologist.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
And we did a thing one year, and I ended up not wearing it. I ended up doing an Indiana Jones thing instead. Okay. But I really wanted to do... I have, like, a khaki skirt and a white blouse.
I think we've talked about the fact that, like, you could just be Indiana Jones, but the lady version.
Mm-hmm.
So, in, like, Indiana Jones, it'd be, like, Georgia...
Because I talked about how Georgia Jones is a porn star, and I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was watching Scooby-Doo the other night. While I was doing stuff, and it was the episode where there's this amulet or something, and there's a mummy,
mm-hmm.
But the, well, obviously it's a dude pretending to be a mummy, but the only noises he made were, ah, ah, ah.
Yeah, mummy sounds.
And I was just like, this is accurate.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's because he's full of embalming fluid and he's trying to, like, get it out of his body.
That's true. We're gonna, oh, yeah. Let's move on to the next episode we're gonna record, because I'm really excited to talk about embalming people.
Sweet. Thank you for listening to your broadcast from the Belfry. If you liked what you've heard or didn't hate what you've heard, which is kind of the same thing, you can find us on any kind of podcast listening site. We're on Apple Cast and all the whatevers. George Burping also will carry the podcast to you. It's so true. Don't worry. If you, like, really liked or really didn't hate what you heard today, feel free to like and subscribe, and or subscribe. You don't have to do both. Just one would be great. Helps us out immensely. If you do both, we'll maybe send you a postcard. We'll maybe give you a shout-out. And you can also contact us via Broadcast from the Belfry on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and broadcastfromthebelfry@gmail.com. We do read everything you guys send to us. We love hearing from you. And we'll probably answer. And by
we'll
probably
touch your butt.
Yeah, we will touch your butt via the internet, but only consensually. If you don't want your butt touched, then we can just give you a handshake real limply through the internet.
Ugh.
Real flaccid handshake.
Ugh. That creeps me out a lot.
What do we say to the kind people that have listened to us rambling about?
Fuck off. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Get out of my room, Dad.
Thanks for listening, and stay spooky.
Sluts.
Hey, Billy. I found a new...